I'm Beck Bowman, and you're listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1. And right now, we are speaking with Sam Fox. Sam has been integral to this year's Crit Club. It's been a collaborative experience where artists who experience disabilities are able to attend different Perth Festival shows and have really deep conversations on their experiences. Sam, welcome.
Thank you. Morning.
So can you, I know I've just given like a little bit of an overview. Can you tell us a little bit more about what Crit Club is and what the outcomes are intended to be for the people involved?
Sure. So Crit is short for critical, and the Crit Club is part of the overall Connect program that Perth Festival runs, so ways for local artists to be involved in the festival, and particularly in ways to allow them to have that first contact with the festival, and then hopefully, you know, that increases. And this club is particularly for artists with disability, and essentially we see shows a couple of times a week, and then we meet up and talk about them. And the program is designed to give artists who've inevitably faced barriers in terms of training and professional opportunities to have an experience of thinking deeply about the meaning of art and performance, and to question what works mean for them as artists and members of the disabled community.
So it's less about, I guess, critiquing the accessibility of a venue or critiquing the perspective of the particular performing artist that they're going to see, and more about what does this piece of theatre mean to me as someone who experiences a disability?
Yeah, and even not limited to someone who experiences a disability. You know, all the artists, or every member of the club this year are artists, and I think in future we will involve people who don't identify as artists, but this year everyone was an artist. So there's much more of a focus on critical in terms of thinking deeply about work, learning how to question and think about what works say about our broader culture, and then obviously the perspectives of people with disability and issues of access and opportunity and ways of experiencing all come into that discussion.
This intersection of all kinds of experiences, that is where we're at when we're just being humans.
Yeah, totally. And so we do criticality differently. So when we meet up, we do discuss, but we also journaled in a variety of ways. Sometimes we drew the shows or our responses to shows. We tried out some of the processes from, in particular, Laura Boyne's work, Equations of a Falling Body. We tried out some of her movement practices just as a little group. We played at interviewing each other, so we kind of made it performative. We experienced a whole lot of different ways as a small group of how we might practice discussion.
I just want to say that sounds like so much fun, practicing the movements of contemporary dance. I'm just putting the call out now for any of my friends who want to do that with me. Next year. That sounds amazing. Sam, how did you select these particular artists?
These artists were identified as part of a cohort and invited. There's a really strong cohort of artists with disability congealing right now in Perth through a few different organisations and opportunities. So these artists were invited. But I think in future, obviously, the plan is that as the program grows and as people find out about it, that we'll be opening up for applications. In this instance, we put the invitation out. And we have four artists, Adam Kelly, who's a theatre maker and performer, Grace King, King, who's a singer and an advocate, a disability advocate. Ella Peters, who is also a theatre maker performer, and Sarah Pollard, who's a writer, illustrator, and member of a band and an artist. And she lives in rural WA, so she would travel down usually on a Thursday and stay for the weekend, seeing shows and then doing our meeting and then heading home.
That's some commitment. We're actually, we're going to be hearing from the individual reflections from the group on shows like Bjork's Cornucopia and The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But where will Crit Club go, where will the individual members of this year's Crit Club cohort move from here? Is there intentions for people to write critical reviews, or is it more that they're going to be applying it to their own practice?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's open. One of the aims for the Connect program is obviously to give that first entry into the festival and to build relationships. So each of these artists now have a relationship with the festival that's really, really strong. And they also, you know, through this partnership we've done with you at RTR to broadcast responses to shows on the radio, and then for the program to influence their own practices and work. So there's a lot of ways that it can move forward. It's not determined at the moment, but I do think having people return and continue to be part of the Crit Club next year would be really good, to have that continuity as it expands and have some people who know what it's about. To kind of lead and mentor as it grows. So I think that's definitely an option there.
Yeah, because a lot of the programs are kind of one-offs. They're, you know, people get together and have chats or listen to panel conversations, but that continuity of those conversations doesn't happen in a very formal way or a very intentional way. So having this group that gets together and has these deep conversations about the shows that are part of the festival sounds like a really valuable kind of contribution to critical thought in WA.
Totally. And yeah, totally. And I think just assisting with the building of communities in the arts is becoming more and more of a focus for everyone who works in the field. And to actually cultivate it and pay attention to those relationships and to the networks of people in really meaningful ways. So I think Connect and the Critical Club are doing amazing things in that space.
Well, Sam, thank you for letting us know about Critical Club for 2023, and we'll definitely keep an eye out for it in 2024. We're going to hear now from the people that were involved. They are Adam Kelly, Ella Peters, Sarah Pollard and Grace King. This is the Reflections of the Critical Club for 2023.
Hello, I'm Adam Charles Kelly. I'm an autistic gentleman. I love art. I love creating. I'm a performance maker and an actor. And I love painting and writing and stuff.
Adam, can you please tell us about a show that had meaning for you in the Perth Festival?
I mean, I saw a lot of really good shows, but the one show that really stood out for me, that really seared into my mind, body and soul and heart, that would be Jekyll and Hyde. Jekyll and Hyde was the most ambitious performance I ever saw. The filming technology was so intricate, and you could cut the tension in the show with a knife, and it really gave a real... You could really feel like it was like foggy old London back in a long time ago. The fact that one performer performed Jekyll, Hyde, and every other role was the greatest out of dramaturgy I ever saw. I mean, just how does someone do that? It's madness. And all the lines you have to learn, just... I'm in complete awe of them. Yeah, the show had the power to horrify, liberate, and devastate in equal measure, and sometimes in no particular order and probably all at the same time in some segments. Jekyll and Hyde was ultimately a terrible warning of what happens when society shames people for their very natural desires. Jekyll hated himself so profoundly and spiritually that he literally shattered his very personality in two. than live with having to live with his than having to live with his own natural desires. Just think about how bad that is. Once Jekyll did this and he rejected his desires then turned to the most terrible vengeance, and Hyde set out to burn Jekyll and all society to the ground and everything in his path. There truly is nothing wrong with having desires, and nothing is more damaging than a person who hates himself. Nothing is more dangerous than that, because then they want everyone else to feel as bad as they do and do enormous, truly devastating things. Imagine what a society of individuals who hate themselves would do. Though, tragically, I don't think we really need to imagine what would happen in that circumstance. Humans are vibrant, beautiful creatures who deserve to be free and love themselves. We are moving closer to that world every day. Of that, I'm very thankful.
As a theatre maker yourself, what did you learn from that show?
Art can be beautiful and funny and thought-provoking, but it has to be true. It has to be sincere and talk about the real stuff. It's not just about fluffy stuff. It's about the real understanding of the human nature. That's why I've really been, when I write my stories, I'm very fascinated with characters whose morality is more than a bit grey, put it that way. I mean, characters who are perfect, morally perfect in every way, and that's not realistic and not attainable, because some people are really complex, and the world is much more complex than that. And without seeing a clear character who's, without doubt, a real contrast character, then the show gets quite stale without them, if that makes sense. Without nuance. Art without nuance is like air without oxygen.
Hello, my name is Grace King. I am a singer, performer, and advocate for accessible and inclusive theatre in Perth.
What show did you see as part of Crit Club, Grace?
So I saw Björk at the Perth Festival. It was a really big spectacle in its own purpose-built kind of pavilion. This show was really amazing. And it was not only amazing because the show itself was amazing and being part of this massive spectacle event was amazing, but it was amazing because blind people were included in a way that we haven't normally been included in a rock concert like this. This show was actually audio described, which means that describers who can see will be in this time it was a special caravan, and we were wearing earpieces, and they could describe all of the visual things that were going on stage. And not only that, we came early, and we all sat at a picnic table, and before the show, they pre-described all of the costumes that Björk was going to potentially wear, described the whole set, the stage, everything down to the musical instruments, including the piezoelectric violin and the water drum, and how that all worked.
What did you take away from the show as an artwork?
I took away from the show that art can evolve and transform. The world can evolve and transform, and things can be made right. Things can also be made inclusive. If this massive spectacle can be made accessible and inclusive for us, then any artwork or anything can.
Amazing. And you do quite a bit of advocacy work. Can you speak to how this experience can hopefully help build accessibility?
Yeah, absolutely. It was quite a bit of work to put on this big show for a massive international artist. A lot of work went into it from Perth Festival and for the two describers. They set up a very special caravan for them. Most shows don't need that kind of intensive work to make them accessible, to get them described. So it helps me to say, look, if we can do that for Björk, why can't we do it for these smaller shows? Why can't we get into Crown Theatre and go and see their shows, which are on a bigger scale, but not like this? So that's really what I would advocate for. We can do more, we can have more, and we can include everybody in theatre and arts.
Hello, my name is Sarah Pollard, and I am an author of the Outback Bush Buddies series, and I am a singer in a rock band. And my book that I have published was called The Bush Tale of Timmy Lamb. That's my first book out. You can buy it online.
Sarah, can you please tell us about one of the shows you saw in Perth Festival?
One of the shows I enjoyed was my favourite, Wonder Box. The show makes me feel joyous, excited and adventurous while exploring the world. I loved it so much. It was a magic show and I felt like I was in a circus. It was interactive and I loved how there were children there. The interaction made me enjoy it the most. I loved it so much because I loved experiencing the magic. Overall, it was beautiful, stunning, outstanding, and marvellous. My favourite part was the scarf dancing they did. I did the scarf dancing the same as the performers, and the kids saw me and were inspired by my scarf dancing moves that I had. The show was full of magic and curiosities that make me feel inspired with it all. Every time I look inside the box, it's full of light and makes me want to be taken into a fantasy world. In the beginning, they had the spinning dice and make us do the exercise. My favourite was the twirling sensation that I did.
Hello, my name is Ella Peters, and I am a neurodiverse emerging actor, writer, and theatre maker.
Dear future Ella, remember equations of a falling body. Remember you are not alone. You always have your family with you, in your heart, in a photo album, in your phone. Remember the people and animals you've lost. Selby and Tassie, Minnie and Diva, Nana and Pop, Auntie Joan, and my cousin Luke. Remember roller skating, swimming in the ocean, eating ice cream and making a mess of your clothes. Remember Mum, who's done so much for you. Remember our planet Earth. We need to care for her, keep her safe. Remember perseverance. Love from Ella.
That was Ella Peters wrapping the Crit Club contribution to Artbeat this morning. Thanks to Ella, Adam, Grace, Sarah and Sam for letting us know about Critical Club 2023, opportunity for deep conversation around some of the Perth Festival shows this year.